Good evening, everyone. I just called the meeting to order. This is the January 11th, 2016 meeting of the Johnson County Planning and Zoning Commission. So could I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agenda's been approved. Could I have a motion to approve the December?
I would actually like to, it's minimal, but I would like a couple of corrections or a little bit, just minor correction to the comments I made on the December 14th agenda.
Okay.
Do we need to go, okay.
Yes, what are those?
I would have liked to be very specific about it, but the audio was not available on the website because of the holidays and things, you know, everywhere behind the holidays. And Julia was really kindly able to get it up on our computer, and I had a quick chance to go down through it, but not exactly, at least with the last sentences.
And then where are you in the minutes then?
So I don't have a print of it. She sent it to me on the phone. If you want to let me see your copy, I can. Let's go here. So on application 26213, Charlotte Rainey, rezoning of 12.37 acres from A agricultural to R residential. At the end, I was asked my reason for voting no, and it's really quite close, but I think it reads a lot differently than it was stated, and which you don't get tone necessarily from written, but the last sentence is, what is my business is whether it's technically in the growth area, and it is not. And it's a small change, but I think it changes the tone a little bit better, so I would like that made.
Julia, are you so noted?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will listen to it when it's up on the website and not rushing right before the meeting to do it.
Okay, is that your only correction?
Yes.
So then the motion is to approve the minutes as amended?
I make a motion to approve the December 14, 2015 minutes as so amended. Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Minutes have been approved. Next item on the agenda is election of officers. And so at this time, I would like to nominate Kathy Swanka as for chair.
And do we take seconds, or does that work?
Seconds isn't necessary.
Second.
Any other nominations?
And I would like to nominate Brianna.
Well, let's do that one first.
Oh, okay.
I would like to ask if there was any discussion prior to the meeting about this.
Offside, yes, there was.
And who participated in that discussion?
I did.
And who else participated in that discussion?
I did.
Brianna, did you participate in any discussion as to whether, appointing or voting on the officers?
On two separate occasions with two separate people.
Okay, so that is a majority of the board that has entered into a discussion about the officers that would be, or the nominations that would be made for this, and that's a violation of open meeting law, potentially.
My question is, does it change when we previously discussed this, had five members, and that changes the majority?
Three is still...
No.
The majority.
There was never...
I did not have discussions
three,
with both of them at one time.
Three members present at the same time.
So is it a walking dialogue, then, and a walking quorum?
If you have concerns about that, I can have conversations with folks after this, and if we need to make some adjustment, we can do that.
Having the conversation afterwards does not address the fact that was done, and if there were only four members, then one member was excluded from that discussion, and three, which is a majority of five, as well as four, Brianna, is still a majority. And I would like to know how those discussions took place. Were those on the phone, or were those emails?
Not email.
face to face.
So no trace. Delightful. I resign from the commission.
Well, that's a surprise, but we still have a quorum.
Did we do something wrong? I'm confused.
You have a motion and a second on that.
So let's proceed. So the motion was to nominate Kevin Smoke as chair. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Kathy, you're chair. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, can I make a motion to have Brianna as co-chair?
We actually
don't have a co-chair.
No, we have chair, vice chair.
Okay, vice chair.
Do we still need?
Do we have a secretary?
Do we still have a secretary?
No.
No.
Just vice chair.
Okay, so I make her vice chair then?
Yes.
Okay, I make a motion to make Brianna Willis vice chair. I ask for a vote.
Was there a second?
Well, I can second.
Okay.
Yes.
I ask for a vote.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Opposed. Sorry. I'm very confused right now. Congratulations, you are vice chair.
Thank you.
So
the next item on the agenda?
Okay, so
you're running it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the next application up would be application 26088, Keith Reiner, requesting primary and final plat approval of Pleasant Valley Acres subdivision.
Yeah, and the applicant is still working on getting the septic system installed that has kept it deferred a few months. So they have requested to defer it another 30 days till the February 8th meeting.
All right, is there anyone that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Seeing none, then we will move on. Okay, the next application would be 26090, Irene Siskowski and Jane Hofer, requesting preliminary and final plat approval at Killinger Metal Additions.
And similarly, they have a legal document still to complete, and they have requested a 30-day deferral till February 8th.
Okay, is there anybody that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Seeing none, we will move on to the next one. Application 26214, Alan Bennett, signed by Corey Bennett, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Killinhawk Point.
And again, still missing legal documents, so they requested deferral for 30 days till February 8th.
Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Okay, seeing none, we will go to subdivision applications for hearing. Application 26257, Dale J. Rhodes, requesting a preliminary and plat approval of Rhodes First Subdivision.
Yep, and the applicant is requesting platting of a 5-acre farmstead split from a 270-acre parent farm, and this property is on the west of 545th Street, about 1,300 feet south of 540th Street. So here's the location of the property, and here's Sharon Center Road coming down from the village of Sharon Center. Here's 540th, and then 545th actually kind of runs down and curves along right here. You can see it a little better here. This is 545th Street, and here is the proposed split. As you can see, there's a variety of agricultural structures as well as the applicant's home, which is located right here. This property is located in the rural ag area where agricultural uses are preferred. As you saw in the last picture, this will be access off of 545th Street via an existing driveway. County engineer had no objections. Jason, do you have a report?
Jason Becker, Johnson County Public Health. This property is served by wastewater permit 26000 and has a well that predates our records. No abandoned wells were found on the property, so the health department has no objections.
And so because this home was built under an agricultural exemption, it's actually located about 2.5 feet from the right-of-way line. Also, there's the septic line as well as some fences located in the right-of-way. And so per our requirements, the applicant has provided a document that pretty much agrees to remove all improvements in the right-of-way if requested by the county engineer. All plat and legal documents are complete and staff recommends approval.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak on behalf of this application?
Scott Ritter, Park Rudder Consultants. If you have any questions, I can answer.
Is this property on a gravel road?
Yes. And you can see where it curves and goes west right there at the driveway.
Anyone else have questions? Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Can I have a roll call vote, please?
I would move to approve application 26257.
I'll second. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Doms?
Yes.
Wills?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes. Okay, application 26258, Susan Uphoff, requesting preliminary and plat approval of Robbins subdivision.
Yep, and this property is located west of Sugar Bottom Road, about 150 feet north of Newport Road, and this is a 5-acre farmstead split with a 0.27 acre outlot from a 52 acre parent farm. So here's the location of the property. In blue here is the parent farm. This is Highway 1, here's Newport Road and Sugar Bottom Road. Here's a look at the split itself. The 5-acre lot 1 contains the existing home as well as a variety of agricultural structures. The applicant's proposing to plat this outlot as well so they can continue to have the owner of the home own the access located here to the north, just with the 5-acre maximum lot size as well as where they prefer to have the lot lines for future building sites. It required them to have an outlot for this. It will be used both to access the north portion of this lot as well as the parent farm. There's another access down here to the south. This is located in a north quarter development area where non-agricultural uses are preferred. The applicant is dedicating additional 27 feet along Sugar Bottom Road per our right-of-way dedication map. County engineer had no objections. Jason?
The property is served by a private sewage disposal system, permit number 173. It has a well that predates our records. No abandoned wells were found on site. No objections from the health department.
And similar to our last application, the existing septic system as well as a detached garage are currently in the area that's going to be dedicated to the county for right-of-way. And so the applicant has completed the agreement with that they will remove all improvements if requested by the county engineer. All plat and legal documents are complete and staff recommends approval.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on behalf of this application?
Scott Ritter again, if you have any questions.
Anybody have questions?
Is the septic system adjacent to Sugar Bottom or Newport Road?
It's adjacent to Sugar Bottom, but it's north. There's a cemetery down there, and it's north of the cemetery. I don't know if you've been there. Or
yes.
Not. It'd be north of the cemetery.
Just trying to get my bearings. It's not quite in that area of photographic reserve. Actually, it might be in the larger one.
Yeah, so.
If you go back to the next slide there and go to the south end of that orange hatch, right where he's got the cursor is that septic system. And then on the north side of the drive, there's a garage also.
Take. Oh, I see.
Does road count become an issue at all?
Not with the farmstead split.
Okay, and then on this, there's an entrance down here on the end, but then, did I understand him correctly that they're saving lot A for another entrance, or is that just
there's an
easement to get back to that part of the farm?
There's currently a drive there.
Okay.
And they are separated by 587 feet, so that they need to be separated by 500, so they're beyond the separation distance. And again, it's like Mitch said, it's to access. More than likely, they're not going to keep that house that's there, and possibly build. You know, who knows? But and if they, there's a draw that goes through there, and if they do decide to build, somebody in the future decides to build north of that draw, there's their access.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Well, I'll take a motion.
No comments from the public.
Oh, comments from the public, I'm sorry.
Tom Carson. You made a mention of future buildings, and I was curious what references there were to that, what that meant.
Just if they decide to get rid of the existing home, they're not going to have more than one house in this lot. But if they decide to get rid of this home, when they had spoken to us about this, they posed up here somewhere as the future build site for a different house.
Okay. Now, it's no secret that there was 50 acres for sale recently adjoining this lot, and I don't know if you have any information or if Scott has any information about any proposed uses of the other 50 acres.
But isn't it clear that once the farmstead split is done, whether that 50 acres was a part of this or not, there will not be a lot and then a farmstead split?
It's not my question.
Well, you'll have to ask the question to the board.
I'm asking it to you.
Okay.
And we don't know anything about.
Okay, can you ask it to Scott so we can get some information?
So I don't see the relevancy of your question. It's not.
Well, I see the relevancy.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're done, I'll be.
I'm done.
All right.
Okay. He's. Right, I mean, the remainder of the farm is for sale to a future owner, whatever. If they decide to, you know, subdivide it, they'll have to go through all the stuff everybody else has to go through.
Sure. Or if they decide, the new owner decides they want to farm it, was this farmable ground prior to?
Yes.
So a farmer could buy this and attach it to their property as well?
You bet. Farm, just keep on farming it, or somebody, some developer could buy it and develop it.
So the property is just still for sale and no answers at this time?
Yep.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to make comments to this application?
I would move we approve application 26258.
A second. Roll call, please.
Wills?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes. Okay, application 26259, Charlotte Rainey, requesting preliminary plat approval of Shimmering Pond subdivision.
Yeah, and their applicant is still working on many of the details for this proposal, including adding on to the stormwater soil erosion control plan, as well as updating the plat. So they have requested to defer it 30 days till February 8th.
60.
Do you want the full 60? You can't come back in 30 days.
I'll give it
60 days. But it sounds like he has a request to make. So.
Okay, would anyone like to make comments on this application?
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. We request a 60-day deferral on this. I thought I said that in my email. Any questions you have on this application at this time?
Any comments from the public on this application? Okay, application 26260, Craig and Sharon Oakenberg, requesting final plat approval of Rosewood.
Yeah, and this property is located east of Curtis Bridge Road, about 3,000 feet north of 965. And this property was preliminary platted December 2014, and now they're coming back asking for the final plat. It's a 58-acre subdivision with 12 buildable lots and 3 non-buildable outlots. 12 residential lots consume 44 acres, the 3 outlots consume just under 6 acres, and the right-of-way consumes just under 9 acres. So here's the location of the property. This is 380. Here's 965 coming out of North Liberty and Curtis Bridge Road. And so this property is located in our North Corridor development area where non-agricultural uses are encouraged. This subdivision will be accessed via 2 newly platted roads, one called Rosewood Boulevard and the second called Sugar Maple Avenue. All the roads are going to be pavement and they have curb and gutter. They're proposing to have 3 wells located throughout the subdivision. One of those is for the existing home and is the existing well, and then 2 new wells for the 11 new lots. They will have individual septic systems, and because this is a final plat, all infrastructure must be installed unless they provide a performance guarantee. Now, the applicant has not completed installing water mains as well as the permanent seating, so they will have to complete a performance guarantee before this is final platted. So here's a look at the subdivision. Lot 12 is the contains the existing home and will continue to be accessed off of Curtis Bridge Road. Here is Rosewood Boulevard. And at the entrance, it's actually a boulevard road with a 12-foot wide median. And Sugar Maple Avenue comes up here and cul-de-sacs up for lots 6, 7, and 8. Originally, this property was preliminary platted in 2009, containing 24 residential lots. The applicant never completed the infrastructure, and the preliminary plat expired. So that's why they came back last year to ask for this new subdivision plan. Lots 2 through 4 have the back of them is actually in a conservation easement. Lot 12, as I said, contains the applicant's home. One of the other issues we ran into with preliminary platting was that this is actually 2 separate parcels, one located here to the north and the west, and right here, the rest is the bulk. Down the middle of them is I think it's like a 10 feet wide driveway or old driveway for the core property to get access back here. Currently, the applicant has 44 years remaining on their easement agreement with the core. When it was preliminary platted, it was agreed that once the homeowners associations were established, the Corps would then grant them a lifetime easement across that property, and they're still working on that. Both stormwater and sensitive areas were complied with the preliminary platting. Jason, do you have a report?
Like Mitch said, each individual lot will have to have a soil analysis and apply for their own septic system. The wells are already drilled and in place, and the original farmstead home is serviced by a wastewater permit, 861, and the well predates our record, so we have no objection.
The county engineer also had no objections, but in conclusion, as I stated, the applicant must still secure the lifetime easement from the Corps, as well as complete the legal documents, which includes the performance guarantee. And so they've requested that it is deferred for 30 days till February 8th.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on behalf of this application?
I have one quick question. You mentioned the conservation easement.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that located again?
It's located along the back of 2, 3, and 4, so it runs kind of...
2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that water on the far corner?
Yes, it is. So the property is out on kind of peninsula, so it's surrounded on three sides by water.
Any other questions? Is there floodplains?
There's no, it's kind of up above, so there's no floodplain on the property.
Okay, any other business then?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
I'll second. Roll call.
Hey, aye.
Aye. Right?
You're not good for one of these.